What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's often said that behind every celebrity, there's a team, a group of people ensuring that everything runs smoothly, that no matter what happens in the spotlight, the machinery behind the scenes hums quietly along. And if that machine falters, there's always someone there to fix it. For two of the biggest names in music, Michael Jackson and Sean Diddy Combs, that someone was Fahim Muhammad. In the glittering world of entertainment, where careers are made and broken in the blink of an eye, Muhammad earned a reputation as a man who could handle anything. He has been referred to as a Mr. Fix-It, a man who, according to some allegations, could make problems with law enforcement allegedly disappear. Now, as allegations continue to surface against Diddy, questions are being raised about how far Muhammad's influence went, and whether his involvement extended beyond security into areas of alleged cover-ups and protection from legal scrutiny. Muhammad's journey into the world of high-profile celebrity security began shortly before tragedy struck one of his most famous clients. Fresh out of Sacramento State College in 2008 with a degree in business administration, he was hired by Michael Jackson as a driver and bodyguard. It seemed like a dream job, but within months, Muhammad was thrust into a much larger role. By 2009, just a year after starting, Muhammad had risen to oversee Jackson's entire security operation at the young age of 21. It was a rapid ascent, one that placed him in a position of great responsibility for one of the most famous men on the planet. But that power came with a heavy burden, one that would come into sharp focus when Jackson's life came to a tragic and abrupt end in June of that year. During the manslaughter trial of Dr. Conrad Murray, the doctor found responsible for Michael Jackson's death, Muhammad provided key testimony. He recounted how he had been called to Jackson's home on the day of the singer's death and arrived to find Murray desperately performing CPR. Muhammad described the scene as frantic, with Jackson's children, Paris and Prince, in shock. He testified that Jackson's eyes were open, his mouth slightly ajar, and that he appeared lifeless. This testimony was crucial in the prosecution of Dr. Murray, who was ultimately convicted of involuntary manslaughter for administering a fatal dose of propofol. But while the trial focused on Murray's actions, it also raised questions about the environment surrounding Jackson in his final days. Questions that some might wonder if Muhammad, as a head of security, could have been more aware of. There is no evidence to suggest Muhammad was involved in any wrongdoing during his time with Jackson, but his role during that period remains part of the complex narrative of Jackson's final years. After Jackson's death, Muhammad's career in celebrity security continued, and he transitioned into working for another iconic figure, Sean Diddy Combs. Like Jackson, Diddy was a man with immense power and influence. And, like Jackson, he required protection. Not just from physical threats, but from anything that could harm his image or jeopardize his career. Muhammad's role with Diddy, however, has been the subject of more scrutiny. According to a lawsuit filed by rapper Lil Rod, real name Rodney Jones, Muhammad was not just a bodyguard but allegedly a key figure in managing potential legal issues for Diddy. The lawsuit alleges that Muhammad had the ability to make people and problems disappear, particularly when it came to law enforcement. Lil Rod's lawsuit, which accuses Diddy of physical and sexual assault, also implicates Muhammad in allegedly covering up incidents that could have brought legal trouble to Diddy. One of the central allegations involves a shooting that took place in September 2022 at Chalice Recording Studios. According to the lawsuit, Diddy's son, Justin Combs, was involved in a heated argument with a friend, referred to as G in court documents. The argument allegedly escalated, resulting in G being shot. The lawsuit claims that in the immediate aftermath of the shooting, Diddy instructed those present to tell the police that G had been shot outside the studio in a drive-by attack. Lil Rod alleges that Muhammad played a crucial role in orchestrating this cover-up, contacting the LAPD and ensuring that the story presented to law enforcement was consistent with the drive-by narrative, despite evidence suggesting otherwise. These claims, however, remain allegations and have not been proven in court. Additionally, Lil Rod's lawsuit accuses Muhammad of being deeply connected within law enforcement, particularly with the LAPD. The lawsuit alleges that Muhammad was able to use these connections to protect Diddy and his associates from legal consequences. According to the court documents, employees were allegedly instructed to call Muhammad if they encountered legal issues or were pulled over by police in Miami or California. The allegations do not stop there. The lawsuit also claims that Muhammad was involved in managing Diddy's more controversial parties, where drugs, alcohol, and firearms were allegedly present. Lil Rod asserts that Muhammad's influence extended to ensuring that these parties didn't attract unwanted attention from law enforcement, and that any problems arising from them were quickly handled. Again, these are allegations and have yet to be substantiated in a court of law. Despite these accusations, Fahim Muhammad has not been criminally charged, and he continues to work as Diddy's head of security. Photographs taken after a police raid on Diddy's Beverly Hills mansion in March of this year show Muhammad arriving at the property, indicating that he remains a central figure in Diddy's security team. What is clear from the ongoing legal battle is that Muhammad's role in Diddy's life goes far beyond that of a traditional security chief. Whether or not the allegations of cover-ups and law enforcement interference are proven, Muhammad's proximity to two of the world's most famous figures raises questions about the responsibilities and potential moral compromises that come with protecting such high-profile clients. Muhammad's background in the Nation of Islam also adds another layer to the story. He grew up following the teachings of the organization, and at one point worked closely with its leader, Louis Farrakhan. While the Nation of Islam is known for promoting black empowerment and self-sufficiency, it has also faced criticism for its more controversial stances. Whether or not Muhammad's upbringing influenced his work ethic or approach to security is unclear, but it's another element in the complex puzzle of his career. Diddy, for his part, faces far more than just the allegations in Lil Rod's lawsuit. He was arrested earlier this year on federal charges of racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation for the purposes of prostitution. These charges stem from allegations that Diddy used his power and influence to exploit women, manipulating them into vulnerable situations where they were sexually assaulted or trafficked. If convicted, Diddy could face life in prison. As these cases move forward, the spotlight on Fahim Muhammad will only intensify. His role in Diddy's organization, and his alleged ability to shield the music mogul from legal repercussions, will likely be a central focus of both the civil lawsuits and the ongoing criminal investigation. It is important to emphasize that all of these allegations against Muhammad remain unproven. No court has found him guilty of any wrongdoing, and he continues to deny any involvement in illegal activities. His position, both during Michael Jackson's final days and throughout his time working for Diddy, remains shrouded in mystery, with the full extent of his influence still unclear. But as more details emerge from the lawsuits and investigations, one thing is certain. Fahim Muhammad's story is far from over. He has been at the center of two of the biggest stories in modern music history, Michael Jackson's death and the allegations against Diddy. And as the legal battles surrounding Diddy unfold, the world will be watching closely to see what role, if any, Muhammad played behind the scenes. In the end, the question remains, is Fahim Muhammad simply a loyal bodyguard doing his job in protecting his clients from the perils of fame? Or, as the lawsuits allege, did he play a much darker role in covering up the crimes of two of the biggest stars the world has ever known? For now, the answer lies in the hands of the courts.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.